Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God who wants to bless us. And Lord, we want to accept this blessing today. Speak to us and guide us on our gallery. So, before I invite Okras and Daniel to share with us, I just thought I wanted to give a bit of context for where this meeting is in our journey as Antioch this year, and what the Lord has been doing among us for the last year or so. So roughly a year ago, in March 2025, there's a team called the Leadership Development Team, made up of 25 men and women. And we began working on identifying 5 strategic priorities for the community and making some plans based on how the Lord was leading us. This slide has the result of what we felt we should be aiming for, and then we put together a plan for this year. I'm not going to go through it, but it's just there to give you an idea. And you are now implementing this plan. So during the autumn, we've been doing a series about remembering the call that God gave us to be a community of disciples on mission. And this talk today is kind of a hinge point because it's ending that series. We're going to talk about what does it mean that we are on mission. But also we're going to be getting ready for what's coming next. In the next 2 months, we will be doing some mission together as a community. I will share about that later after Ralph and Daniel speak to us. But I also wanted just to as well give a bit of context of personally, how I feel the Lord has been working among us and speaking to us during this time, based on the word he spoke to us during our meetings over the last year, and also based on this team of 25 and how we felt the Lord leading us during the last 10 months. The Lord is renewing his call to us, and he is calling us to a deeper commitment to the covenant that he has given us. He wants us to be deeply rooted in him, to trust him and invest all that we have in this call that he has given us. He wants us to be faithful to him, to choose to find joy in the call and the way of life he's given us. And he also wants to strengthen our relationships. We are in this together, and our mission, if it is to be fruitful, flows out of the strong relationships we have with one another. And I believe that the Lord is also at this time calling a new generation to take on the call and the mission of Antioch and to buy into it, to invest themselves fully into it. And all of these things, there's an invitation for us to respond, for us to take a step to go deeper, to give of ourselves more to the Lord. And I think the Lord wants to give us the joy and the zeal to do it, not because we have to do it, but because of the great love of Christ in our hearts, which compels us. And over the last 2 months, we've been working on a mission plan, which I'm going to present later. And we've presented it in different settings. Many of you were at the members' meetings on 7 December when we spoke about it. And if I want to be honest, when we started developing it, I was thinking, this is a great idea. I really love it, but is this actually what God wants us to do? I'm not sure. I'm not confident. But over the last 2 months, just seeing how the Lord has been stirring people's hearts to get behind this plan, to take it on board, I've just been super encouraged. And I really have a lot of confidence and a lot of conviction from the Lord that this is what he has for us right now, Antioch. And I'm excited to see it. I have real hope that the Lord would use this season to bring new people to us and that we will experience new life through this. But I also more fundamentally believe that the Lord wants to use this time to strengthen each one of us in understanding and living the community life that he has called us to and to being more committed to us, to this call that he's given us. So that's really my hope and my prayer for this time. So let me say a quick prayer as I invite Ralph to come up. Lord, We open our hearts to you right now. We open our ears to you right now. We pray that you stir in our hearts that which you want to stir up. Pray for Ralph and for Danielle as they share, that you would speak to us through their words. Lord, our desire is to serve you and to follow you. So we pray that you would lead us through Christ our Lord. Amen.